Good evening. It's Friday, March 2nd. We are here at CSUN. It's about 6 p.m. and we are chatting with Peter Contisani, and he's going to tell us about a couple of pretty neat health devices that interface with iOS. So the first one is a
Bluetooth digital talking
scale. Right, we're going to do the scale. It's the Bluetooth, it's the iHealth HS309 Bluetooth digital scale.
And it only talks to you because the iPhone talks to you.
Right.
But it talks to the iPhone.
Yes.
All right, so we'll probably take you through the steps you need to pair it. Unfortunately, the scale currently needs to be paired every time, but it's a very simple process because you don't have to put any codes in or anything. So you just go to settings. So we'll do that. Our setting, my settings are, is already open. It's in the app list.
Okay.
So,
app switcher, settings.
So we'll get into that.
Settings, Bluetooth, general, back button.
So I'm already in Bluetooth because I left it there.
Okay.
Bluetooth-45, more info. iHealth HS309A01, not connected.
Button. So it says it's not connected. So the first thing I'm going to do is going to step on it for a brief second, and that's going to wake it up. So now it's awoken.
So
I told it to pair it by double tapping on it. It's connected.
There it is. Yeah.
So there it is. So it's done. Now I'm going to go to the actual app, which is in my health folder. Actually, no. This one is in another.
This one's in your home screen.
iScale.
Okay.
That's the actual app.
Is that what you'd search for in the App Store?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to actually.
Some new memories detected.
Now, if you have stepped on the scale without having it connected to the phone, it says there are new memories. You want to upload them? And I said, no, I don't really care.
Some new memories detect. Cancel button.
So we'll cancel that.
Okay.
But I'm standing on it, and it opens up the basic profile, the user profile that's pre-existing. It's called test.
Okay.
So it's going to send the data into test.
My universal app on iPhone.
So
170.4.
So it says I'm 170.4 pounds. Unfortunately, the problem is this is a carpet, so the calibration is probably off a little bit. So it actually should be 180.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? What happens is when you first put the scale on pavement or whatever, some hard surface, then you step on it for a brief second, and what it does is it calibrates itself. Now visually, it's going to show a bunch of zeros in a few seconds. But we don't really care about that because you know it's going to happen. And then it also stays awake for about 30 seconds, so you have time to pair it to your phone. And I've already emailed them about that. And of course, anybody else that has one should email them and say, look, why doesn't it automatically pair to the phone once it's near it?
Exactly.
And it recognizes it, right? Just like headsets do.
Right.
So, yeah, that would save us a little hassle. Also, why can't the iHealth app initiate a pair? You know, especially if the device is nearby. Anyway, there are ways you could make it better, but obviously. The scale sells for $69. You can get it for a little bit less, for $68 at Amazon. And it takes four AAA batteries, and it will weigh you in. In fact, the scale itself has a switch next to the batteries. It's a three-position switch, and it goes from stones and kilograms and pounds. Why would anybody would measure themselves in stones?
That sounds weird.
I know, right?
Just to impress people at parties, this is how many stones I weigh.
I weigh 20.3 stones. What is a stone anyway? Good. So that's as simple as that. That's how it works. And of course, in the app.
Alert. Disconnect.
Okay, so now the scale has disconnected itself because the scale went to sleep.
Oh.
Cancel.
Okay, so.
So we get to do it again.
Well, yeah,
that's
but see, that's the thing about it is it saves you batteries because the scale doesn't stay on. So
that's true.
You know, you don't want it to stay on after
a while. No.
And so that's the cool thing about it. So anyway, so if we wanted to use it one more time, well, we'll go back to settings.
Right.
Do it.
All right, well, this is a real world podcast. Yeah, so that's what happened, yeah.
So here we go.
Okay.
Now, since the app is still open, it'll be even easier. So
you swing the app switcher, yeah.
I'll step on the scale real quick.
General, back button.
Then I'll pick the.
iHealth HS309A01, not connected. Button.
So I'll double tap it. So it should be connecting.
And
it's connected. So I'll do a home to go to the app switcher again. And this time I'll have iHealth.
iScale,
whatever. And I go into there. Now I'll step on it.
New memories.
So we'll cancel that, and then we'll get the it's going to give us...
Waiting.
It's waiting for the data.
168.8.
Okay, so now I've got 168.
Wow, you just lost a couple pounds
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know, isn't that great?
Isn't that neat?
I want that diet.
So that's how easy it is. Okay, so that's the HS309
okay.
digital weight scale.
It's so nice how the phone interfaces with the scale.
Yeah, it's, I want to say a few things about the app itself. The app has some buttons that are not labeled, so you want to get together with somebody with some vision or just a little bit of time so you can explore those buttons, see what they do, and then label them yourself with the item labeler on the eye.
The custom label?
Yeah,
we could do
label.
Like we did with GetGlue, right? And
right,
go through the buttons and custom label them.
And
yep.
Check them. The other thing about it is it has buttons on the bottom.
Button.
And if you go right below it.
Scale alert.
Oh, it's disconnecting again.
Cancel.
Button.
So we'll get rid of that dialogue. So at the bottom, there's several.
Scale.
So the buttons.
Button.
It says button above it, and then you bring your finger down.
Scale.
That's the first button.
Okay.
History.
Second button is history. I'm not touching the button itself. Oh, there's a button.
History.
History. So the text is below those buttons.
Oh, fascinating. And you have to double tap on the button, though, not the text?
No, you can actually double tap on the actual
history. Oh, you can? Okay, so awesome.
I just double tapped on history.
168.8. LPS. March 2nd. Button.
Oh, so it tells you...
Yeah, it tells you the date.
When you were weighed and
button.
How much and how we
actually,
you were weighed.
So
essentially,
there's a lot of these buttons. That
right. So essentially, the app will the scale does work. You can weigh yourself, but there are some aspects
of
the app that are not.
Okay, so we have a
milestone.
Fully accessible.
Milestone is when you're looking for. You know, if you're losing weight, you want to set different milestones for yourself.
Gotcha.
So you can do that.
AT&T Network, AT&T 5M2 button.
And there's a bunch of buttons.
So I take it now you're just more, instead of flicking, you're kind of exploring, right?
Yeah.
You're just dragging
around.
Your finger around the screen and looking at where things
are. Yeah, and there's a button that's called 6. Now, what does that mean? I have no.
Yeah.
Button.
7. So there's apparently.
Oh, those are just,
current weight. My universal current weight.
And so there's lots of parts to this thing. Unfortunately, I haven't had it very long, so I haven't really explored all the pieces of it either. But, the fact of the matter is you can do what you want to do. It's just will take you a little effort because of the fact that the labels aren't there for the buttons. So once you do all of that, or somebody does it and, explains what they did,
sounds like some advocacy might be needed to improve the accessibility of the app, even though it is serviceable as it is.
Yeah, it's not, certainly isn't the best app I've ever seen.
Okay.
So there's some work to be done with it. But
you can perform the basic function.
Yeah.
And the scale.
With a little diligence, you could learn the rest of it.
Yeah.
It just isn't really easy at first.
Button.
So how do we get back to the previous...
Milestone. Heading 64% added
milestone.
201 miles initial weight 0 pounds goal weight 780
yep.
So,
wow
you could actually have different goals and you could
go ahead.
Current weight 750
see it's not there's no settings in here yet so it's
progress.
Just kind of default
I see gotcha
well
so now we have the iHealth Labs Bluetooth blood pressure monitor
KP locate Remap iHealth.
Oh, so the app is just called iHealth this time? Okay.
Start.
And I've got a blood pressure cuff wrapped around my arm.
Yep.
Awesome.
And there's you start the app and there's a start button and it's only available if the thing is connected. The dock is kind of round with a dome shape on one half of it.
Oh.
And then there's a cutout on the other side where the phone is actually docked into.
Right. So this is not a Bluetooth blood pressure monitor, actually.
This is an actual
physical dock.
Right.
Okay, so the blood pressure monitor part is it actually has a dock that connects to your phone.
And then
he just puts start on the app.
So it's now pumping air through the air port, and Allison should feel
it.
It's all automatic, so you don't have to do anything. When it finally stops, the motor.
Well, it takes a while.
Yeah, it does.
So far, so good, though. My arm hasn't exploded.
That's good.
Okay, so now it's almost finished. Okay. It's still working.
Wow.
It's still doing its thing.
And that's not actually, too tight, is it, Allison?
No, okay. It's just a blood pressure thing.
It's okay. Increasing the pressure a little bit until it gets to the point where it seems to have a good fix on it.
Right.
And then it's going to take a couple seconds to actually get the full...
Right.
Because it's going to also give you the pulse.
Right.
It all depends, and sometimes you can get different cuff size, by the way. So if you have a need for a bigger cuff...
Error. Failed to detect systolic pressure.
Oh, no. After all that?
I must be dead.
Maybe the way you have the cuff on. Let me see.
Okay.
I've got a sweater on. That's.
That's probably what it is. Oh.
Do you feel any... okay. Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, that's... I'm just going to make it a tight...
Roll up your sleeve now. So.
I don't think it'll go that high.
Oh.
Well...
I can try.
Okay, here we go.
Me to
I'm gonna put the cuff on this side. On the right.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to get my sleeve all the way. There we go.
There we go. I think it wasn't quite on right.
Oh, okay.
That could be.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it one more time, real quick.
Here we go.
Fail to detect systolic pressure.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I wonder if the fact that I'm a mutant might be messing up the equipment.
You mean you're genetically modified?
Yes.
Well, that seems to be working better.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so
that explains a lot.
It took a lot longer before. Now it's actually doing it faster.
Yeah.
So. It's purring along. And by the way, this is a USB charging unit, so you just plug it into any USB power outlet.
Awesome.
Either your computer or a strip of USB power stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay, we got done. We got a reading.
Size.
So we...
128.
MMHG, 84. So 128
over 84. And your pulse?
Dial. MMHG, button. 100.
Your pulse 100. So there's a bunch of technical data that I don't really know about.
Your vitals are good, Allison.
Yeah, awesome. You're doing okay.
All right, I'll live to see another day.
Yay.
I'm thrilled.
Okay, so we just disconnected and it's a communication error, so what? So that's pretty much it. You can create users, so you can have more than one person. You can email it to your doctor. You can keep track of it yourself.
And do you know the pricing on the
$99 for this device?
Okay.
Again, it's available at Amazon or a few other places probably, but that's where I got mine. Or you can get it directly from iHealth Labs.
And excellent.
I'm wrapping up the cuff. Goes around and it velcros closed, so you can. The whole thing comes in a kind of a plastic box.
Oh.
And everything's self-contained in that box, so you can store your unit all together.
Now, is the app free?
The app is free. Both of those apps are free.
Awesome.
As long as you buy the hardware, you're good to go.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Peter, thanks for spending some time with us this evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
much.
My
pleasure.